And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 13th of September, 2025. September 13th is National Peanut Day. Peanuts are native to the region that is now Bolivia and Peru. They've been cultivated for thousands of years by indigenous peoples there. Peanuts grow underground. While the peanut plant flowers above ground, after the flowers are pollinated, a specialized stem-like structure called a peg grows downward from the flower and burrows into the soil. The peanuts then develop and mature inside a pod at the tip of the peg, buried beneath the surface of the soil. People in South America made pottery in the shape of peanut shells as far back as 3,500 years ago. The Incas of Peru used peanuts as sacrificial offerings and entombed them with their mummies to aid in the afterlife. Peanuts were introduced to other parts of the world through European explorers and traders. They made their way to Africa via Portuguese traders in the 16th century and quickly became a staple crop in several African countries. Enslaved Africans were the first people to introduce peanut cultivation to North America, beginning in the 1700s. During the Civil War, Union and Confederate soldiers subsisted on peanuts. George Washington Carver, a prominent African-American scientist, contributed significantly to the popularity of peanuts by promoting their versatility and advocating for their cultivation. Before Carver, peanuts were regarded as food for livestock and the poor, and were considered difficult to grow and harvest. The United States became a major peanut-producing country in the 19th century. Peanut butter was first introduced at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904. It became a source of delicious protein during the first two world wars. Peanuts are used in virtually everything, from soups to ice cream. Peanuts are abundant in many vitamins, including B6, niacin, thiamine, and vitamin E. Peanuts are also loaded with minerals like magnesium, potassium, manganese, zinc, iron, and selenium. And peanuts are an excellent source of plant-based protein. A 1 ounce serving of peanuts contains about 7 grams of protein. Today is a feast day for St. John Chrysostom. John Chrysostom was an important 4th century early church father who served as Archbishop of Constantinople. He is known for his strong denunciation of abuse of authority by both ecclesiastical and political leaders. He was also a vegetarian who preached on the need for dietary reform within the church. Chrysostom said, "The animals we eat pursue an innocent life, while we follow after all covetousness. We follow the ways of wolves, the habits of tigers, or rather, we are worse than they. To them, nature has assigned that they should be carnivorously fed, while God has honored us with rational speech and a sense of equity, and yet we are become worse than the wild beasts." It's the birthday of the woman who said, "Eating meat is never neutral." Mary Midgley, born on this day in 1919, was a British philosopher at Newcastle University, where she was known for her work on science, ethics, and animal rights. She wrote her first book, Beast and Man, when she was in her late 50s, and went on to write over 15 more books, including Animals and Why They Matter, Wickedness, Evolution as a Religion, Science as Salvation, and The Ethical Primate. Midgley's work has been hugely influential to many philosophers and animal rights advocates. Moral philosopher Mary Midgley in Animals and Why They Matter called the way humans view animals as the end of the queue regard, in which even small inconveniences outweigh the worth of most animals' lives. Mary Midgley said, "In the last few decades, people's imaginations have been struck somewhat suddenly by a flood of new and fascinating information about animals. For the first time in history, people who were interested in animals because they wanted to understand them rather than just to eat or yoke or shoot or stuff them have been able to advance that understanding by scientific means. People are beginning to notice the biosphere." And it's the birthday of the woman who has pushed vegan fashion forward, Stella McCartney, born on this day in 1971. Daughter of Paul and Linda McCartney, Stella has never used animal skin in any of her fashion items, including her famous shoulder bags. And here's a prayer for today by theologian Albert Schweitzer. Dear God, protect and bless all beings who breathe. Keep all evil from them and let them sleep in peace. Amen. A prayer for protection by Albert Schweitzer. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that to be fully human is to be humane.